How to get a mindset reset.
The first and most important thing to reset your mindset is confidence. Uncertainty breeds a lack of confidence.
When you're uncertain or have a lack of confidence, you don't make good decisions. You need to shift your mindset from playing not to lose to playing to win. Although that seems subtle, it's a little shift that makes a big difference in mindset. There are things in your life that rob your confidence, and there's things in your life that support your confidence. You need to identify the things in your life that cause you to feel insecure when you do them, that cause you not to make moves and not to move forward. Where do you play not to lose? Flip the switch to playing to win. Here are things I do to build my confidence. Number one, spend time with people who build your confidence even when you don't feel like it. I know a guy who owns a large real estate agency, and he always taunts me that I won't be able to build a company as big and as successful as his. I call him my balloon popper. Every time I talk to him, he gives me a little bit of encouragement, but then also likes to pop my balloon. It's like two steps forward, one step back with him. Because of this, I'm not going to choose to spend a lot of time with him. Two, watch what you fill your brain with. I never, ever watch the news. I've gone the past 15 years without watching the news because I have found that never once in my life have I watched the news and thought afterwards, well, I feel amazing. Instead, watching the news makes me feel like, wow, our world is going to hell in a handbasket. Even through the pandemic of 2020, I didn't watch the news at all. This is because I don't want to fill my mind with horrible thoughts about the state of the world. It would bring me down, so I avoid it. Number three, find things that fill your tank. Identify the things in life that chip away at your confidence and what fills your confidence tank. Know what builds you up and choose that over and over. I'll give you an example. A while back, I took a trip to Costa Rica, and for the first 3 days, I wore no makeup and wore a slummy outfit. I looked like someone who didn't care much about her appearance, and I felt like I was eating a little bit more. Do you know what I realized? My confidence wasn't there. Finally, I was like, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. I did my hair. I put my makeup on every day. I started wearing cute outfits, and I started eating healthier. My confidence was back. You have to figure out scenarios that work for you. I could have chosen to just slum it, but guess what? I did so much better when my confidence was back. Find things that fill your tank. There are things in life that when you do them will chip away at your confidence, while there are others that will fill it up. What are things that fill your tank? Is it being healthy? Is it working out? Is it spending time with friends? Is it spending time with family? For me, it's getting a massage or laying out in the sun that really fills my tank. So you've got to figure out right now what you can do that fills your tank. Number four, do things that allow you to be courageous and allow you to flex your courage muscle. I get so tired of people saying, I can't do that. I've gone on an 8-day water-only fast, and people say to me, I could never do that. Well, if you say you can't, then of course you won't be able to. We must be courageous. We must flex our courage muscle. In order to gain confidence, you need to step out in courage. My husband surprised me one day blindfolding me and driving me to jump out of a plane. Courage is jumping out of the plane when you're scared to death and having faith that the parachute opens. I was thinking I could never do that, but we were there and I did it. And you know what? I loved it. You can do the same thing. Five, avoid things that rob our confidence. In order to do whatever it takes to build our confidence so that we can take those uncomfortable actions, do the complete opposite of things that take away your confidence. It's that simple. What are things that make you feel good about yourself? Can you reflect on times in the past where you were scared, but you still did something scary and it moved you forward? If so, then do it again. If not, this is your opportunity to change that. Number six, stop hitting the easy button on everything. Not everything has to be easy. Stop hitting the easy button on things that matter. I don't want to get to the end of my life and say, I lived a good life. I had a good relationship. I was a good mom. No, I want to be outstanding. I'd rather try hard things and fail than hit the easy button on everything. Sure, there are certain things it's okay to hit the easy button on. But for example, fasting isn't easy, but I can find a way to make it easier, like keeping busy. Seven, you have to get uncomfortable to get comfortable. It's not about where you start, it's about where you finish and where you decide to go. I think there are a lot of people that are listening that might think they don't have the advantages in life that others have. And what I'm trying to point out to those people is it's maybe a bigger advantage than you recognize. This is just the time in history when people need to talk about being uncomfortable more than anything. People think they need a particular diet when really their mindset is the only diet they need. Here's uncomfortable. I go to a lot of dinners where I don't eat anything. Everyone around me is enjoying food, ordering appetizers and drink, while I'm focusing on the conversation and company. Naturally, people make comments about my lack of food and wonder why I'm not eating with them. I politely decline and explain that I'm fasting, or let them know that I want what they say to be the center of my attention, not food. I was on vacation recently and the hotel we stayed at had a great pool. We love to just lie by the pool and wait for the staff to bring out the food. However, the pool menu didn't have a salad as an option. It was the wildest thing. I don't know if it was because of COVID, but they had a significantly reduced menu. Every item they had was like nachos, burgers, just junk food. So most people would say, oh, well, there's nothing else on the menu, so I guess I'll just choose the least of all these evils, so to speak. But here's where you can think about your mindset. Do you think you cannot have a better meal just because you don't see it on the menu? What do you need at that moment? This is a service industry, and they have a full kitchen, so they can serve you. So I asked the guy, do you have any salads on the menu? He said they didn't. So I was like, okay, well, that's fine, but I still want a salad. Here's exactly what I want in my salad. I want fresh basil, fresh cilantro, mixed greens, cucumbers, hearts of palm, avocado, and grilled onions. He went back and made me that salad. Almost all restaurants have those somewhere in the back. Whether or not you see it on the menu, you can still ask for it. Again, it's in your mindset. Are you going to believe the lie that they can't make you a salad and just accept defeat? Okay, they can't make me a salad. Or are you going to push back and get them to make you a salad that you love? The other thing is, I sometimes will develop my own drink. For example, I wanted a cup of coffee with fresh coconut cream from a living coconut. Well, the only coconut cream they had, creamy, sugary coconut syrup, was literally laden with nearly 20 grams of sugar per serving. They did, however, have coconut waters and fresh coconuts. I had them make me my own coffee with straight coconut. I asked them to pour out the coconut water and take the coconut from inside the coconut shell. Then I had them take all the meat out of the coconut and brew a fresh cup of coffee, blend it in the Vitamix blender, and then pour it into the shell with a little bit of ice. I made my own exotic coconut coffee because that's what I wanted, and they made it for me. And so again, it goes back to what is your mindset? Are you going to just go, oh, well, I'll just have a coffee with regular cream? Or am I going to have coffee with this laden sugar because that's all they have? No, I just keep pushing the envelope until I get what I want. Of course, I always give the people a very nice tip, and they are happy as can be to accommodate. Some of you will say, oh, well, I don't want to be a bother. I'm not a bother to any of these people. If you could see when I come down, they're like, oh, Miss Chantel, so good to see you. How are you? They're excited to see me. Why is this? Because I've taken good care of them. They've gone out of their way to be accommodating to me. I tip well, and that to me is a win-win.